WEY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 40. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 21. Tonight, mainly clear. 45 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the kickoff of the new year, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has named a new Secretary of Administration, along with a new interim Chief Technology Officer for the state. As WIBW reports that as of Tuesday, Kansas Governor Kelly had appointed Adam Prophet to serve as the Kansas Secretary of Administration and Jeff Maxson to serve as the interim Chief Information Technology Officer for the state. Currently, Prophet is the Budget Director and will serve in the new acting capacity until the Kansas Senate confirms him as the new head of the agency. Previously, both of the positions were being held by Dr. DeAngela Burns Wallace, who was set to leave the state's service on January 6th. In other news, Governor Laura Kelly has announced that the total tax collections for the state of Kansas for the month of December totaled $1.1 billion, roughly $140.1 million, or 14.8% more than the monthly estimate. According to the HutchPost.com, it's also roughly 22%, or nearly $194 million more than the December of 2021.
Kansas, the heartland, the windy state. Cover Kansas is here to help navigate the shifting winds of the healthcare marketplace. A free service to help you find and enroll in a healthcare plan that's right for you. Because it's time we all got covered. Help is here for healthcare at getcoveredkansas.org. Learn how to get healthcare insurance or get free help from a certified health navigator at getcoveredkansas.org.
This ad was supported by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as part of a financial assistance award totaling $875,000 with 100% funded by CMS HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by CMS HHS or the U.S. government. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
After the change tax policy for groceries here in the state of Kansas, the company Walmart has announced that they did overcharge some customers across the state by charging them both the old and new tax rates on their food. In a statement released yesterday, they said on January 1st, after the reduced sales tax rate on food items went into effect in Kansas, some customers were mistakenly charged the higher outdated rate along with the new rate. The issue has been resolved, and we apologize for any inconvenience. They go on to say that if a customer did not see the reduction on approved grocery items, they should seek a refund for the excess tax charged by visiting the retailer with a valid receipt. In other news, a couple from Sabetha, Kansas, has been killed on Wednesday when a driver failed to yield to a highway traffic sign and crashed into their SUV. KIC News reports the event happened around 5:30 on U.S. 75 and 260th Road just east of Sabetha when a Ford F-150 was stopped at the stop sign but entered the intersection into oncoming traffic. 61-year-old Rodney Sanner and his passenger 53-year-old Robin Sanner both died at the scene. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the transition of power in Washington, D.C. At Nebraska, U.S. Senator Ben Sasse gave his farewell speech on the Senate floor this week as he transitions to become the president of Florida University.
I've missed hundreds and hundreds of family dinners, both the good and the bad, the tears and the laughter at that table. And I want to thank you for loving me, for forgiving me for those missed dinners, for your giant brain and your bigger heart, for your conviction and your love of passing on an inheritance of liberty to the next generation. And for a shared growth mindset. I know you'll kick my butt if I tear up.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where he goes on to talk about the state of politics today as well.
Here's the good news that we need the ears to hear. Americans overwhelmingly don't want power to be at the center of our shared experience. They don't want a left-wing nanny state telling them how to live, and they certainly don't want a right-wing potentate promising to crush all of our so-called domestic enemies. We want America to be America again.
At America Network News. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Gage County Extension will feature a workshop covering agricultural land management and leasing considerations on Monday, January 9th, 10:30 till 2:30 at the Extension office in Beatrice. It will offer updated leasing information relevant to landlords and tenants, including tips for communication and negotiation, and will address topics like equitable rental rates, managing and adjusting farmland leases, landlord-tenant issues, pasture leasing, crop share leasing, and other management considerations. UNL educators specializing in farm and ranch transition and succession, as well as an Extension Ag economist, will be featured. The meeting Monday, 10:30 till 2:30, is free. A lunch will be provided. Advance registration requested. Go online at unl.edu/aglease Beatrice or call the Gage County Extension Office at 402-223-1384. River Valley Family and Consumer Sciences will present Dining with Diabetes, a four-part series Tuesdays beginning January 10th and running through February 7th in Hanover at the Kloppenburg Center. Designed for those with type 2 diabetes, the program will help with skills needed to promote good health. This will include planning meals and snacks, cooking demonstrations and sampling, as well as motivation and support, ideas for remaining active, and understanding as to how diabetes affects your overall health. Washington County Community Foundation is covering the $25 registration for Washington County residents. For additional information, contact Caitlin Moore with the River Valley District at 785-243-8185. It's common to set some type of goal at the beginning of a new year, only to see the commitment last for a short few weeks. Developing a routine can help you keep on track. However, if for some reason you don't reach your intended outcome, that's okay, according to Elizabeth Kish, K-State Family Resource Management Specialist, a recent guest on our Public Affairs program.
You don't beat yourself up. You just say, okay, well, I haven't walked for 2 weeks, but I'm going to start. Or maybe, you know, I spent a little bit more than I intended to. I went out more than I had planned for. So I'm going to cut back a little bit for the next couple of weeks and just balance, you know. But again, it's about your time horizon, we call it, like how far you look ahead. Some of us, we might have a weekly time horizon, a monthly time horizon, a seasonal time horizon, and then a year, you know, or 5 years.
Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, January 6th. Items in this month's box include shredded cheese, frozen fish fillets, and shrimp. This distribution is only for those that qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at Friday's distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center this Friday, January 6th, from 9 through 11 a.m. Again, this is for income-qualified Marshall County residents only. For additional details, contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging. Sharon L. Schmidt, age 80, passed away December 23rd. Funeral service Friday, January 6th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Sharon Schmidt. Twyla Stichternoth, age 86 of Marysville, passed away January 1st. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at the 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Twyla Stichternoth. Velma J. Jeannie Thomas, age 74 of Marysville, passed away December 21st. Celebration of life services planned Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Private family interment at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jeannie Thomas. Della C. Tuttle passed away January 1st. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral in Washington in charge of arrangements for Della Tuttle. Glenadine R. Watson, age 89 of Wymore, passed away December 18th. Memorial service Friday at 2 p.m. at the Loughlinova Funeral in Wymore, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Loughlinova Funeral in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Glenadine Watson. Everett R. Dennert, age 56, of Marysville, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Everett Dennert. Verna B. Tegmeyer, formerly of Burchard, passed away May the 9th. Funeral service is planned Saturday, January 7th, 11 a.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ. Visitation on Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Verna Tegmeyer. Lonnie M. Jones of Marysville passed away December 29th. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 2 until 4 p.m., with military honors at 3 at the Marysville Country Club. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lonnie Jones. Kenneth E. Kenny Jones, age 46 of Walmego, formerly of Frankfort, the Marysville communities, passed away December 31st. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Kenny Jones. Betty Lou Christensen, age 73 of Greenleaf, passed away January 1st. Family services to be held at a later date at the Glasgow, Kansas Cemetery. Ward Funeral, I'm in charge of arrangements for Betty Lou Christensen.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly clear and around average throughout the rest of this week. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Staying sunny throughout Friday as well with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Before a slight chance for some snow and freezing rain over Friday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some flurries may continue early on Saturday, then mostly cloudy and slightly cooler with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Warming back up on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. These conditions will continue as we head into next week, staying sunny on Monday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s, and still sunny throughout Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 71. The average low 19, the record low 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:18.
January is National Oatmeal Month, and we're certainly not ones to go against the grain. An especially timely oatmeal tip today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 5th, the fifth day of the year. Actress January Jones celebrates a birthday, and in 1933, construction began on the Golden Gate Bridge. There's no shortage of creams, lotions, and salves for dry winter skin. But if you prefer natural remedies, you might try the cure doctors have recommended over the years for diaper rash or chicken pox, an oatmeal bath. You'll need a colloidal oatmeal, a fancy word for finely ground oatmeal, something you can do in a blender or coffee grinder. Test your powder first in a glass of warm water, then add to the tub directly under the running tap. One word of caution, oatmeal can make the tub extra slippery, so be especially careful to avoid a fall. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about natural remedies online at almanac.com.
Jim's Carpet and Supplies Incorporated thanks their employees, customers, families, and friends for a great year and wishes everyone a new year filled with happiness, joy, and blessings. Happy New Year from Jim's Carpet and Supplies Incorporated in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings. A fresh new year is once again upon us, and everyone at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home is thankful for all the blessings of the past year. And reminds listeners that 2023 is a brand new start, so make it a year to remember. From your friends at Vance Gerdes Meyer Funeral Home in Odell. Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated wishes everyone in Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas a Happy New Year. From Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated in Beatrice, we service and install all styles of doors and openers. Seamless guttering as well for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the loss of the Sugar Bowl, the Kansas State Wildcats are reminiscing on their football season of 2022. As many of the players say that after their win of the Big 12 Championship, they've laid down the foundation for the future of the team moving forward. But some players who were their seniors this year are sad that it's over.
I'm upset. I'm obviously mad that we lost, but the reason I'm crying is just my time's up at Kansas State. It's such a special place with so many special people.
That was K-State senior nose guard Eli Huggins on Kate News. Junior quarterback Will Howard also talked about his excitement moving forward in the next year.
We knew we needed to build, and we were going to build, and we're still building that. And playing a team like this is helping a ton. They're a program that is at the top, and they've already got their fortress built. You know, they just kind of re-up every year, and this is a stepping stone. We're well on our way, though. Well on our way.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
Ever stare at the Hog Wild menu? menu and feel like you can't make up your mind because it all looks so good? Well, Bingo Brashears, Hogwild partner and general manager at 21st and Tyler, has the tastiest solution.
When I want a little bit of everything, I get a little bit of everything on Hogwild Smokestack Sandwich. On a butter-toasted bun, we pile our hickory-smoked beef brisket with juicy hot links, and you top it with our award-winning barbecue sauce. The hard part is choosing between fresh curly fries, classic baked beans, or coleslaw on the side.
Hogwild Pit Barbecue's hero of a sandwich saves the biggest appetites from indecision at all six locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Let's go Hogwild Pit Barbecue. Hogwild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Fans across the nation continue to show support for injured Buffalo Bills safety player DeMar Hamlin, as the latest reports show that donations to his toy charity have skyrocketed over the last couple days, surpassing $4 million. The 24-year-old player went into cardiac arrest following a tackle on their game on Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals and is currently still recovering at the hospital in severe condition. And fans across the country have gathered together for prayer ceremonies in hopes of his recovery.
Well, it's everybody coming together, and, you know, it's a big family, and that's what it is. We're all here for him. And I'm just glad to see two different cities come together.
That audio from WIBW. Hamlin had started the Chasing M Foundation Community Toy Drive after the Bills drafted him in the sixth round back in 2021. And the initial goal was $2,500. But at the end of Monday night, the fundraiser had short of $100,000. And since the hospitalization, more than 120,000 donations had poured in, reaching more than $4 million. Vigils were held at the hospital in Cincinnati since early on Tuesday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night high school basketball. Southern tips off at Friend. Friday, Marysville travels to Abilene live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And in our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Frankfurt live on FM 95.5.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Don't panic if the bulb planting season is past and you still have some or all your bulbs in need of planting. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Storing these in a spare refrigerator will give you the best chance of success. The consistently cold temperature in the refrigerator is perfect for storing and initiating flowers for the coming spring. This is perfect for those growing in mild climates where winter is not cold or long enough for spring flowering bulbs. Pack the bulbs in peat moss and place in a perforated plastic bag in the fridge, or plant a few bulbs in a container filled with well-drained potting mix. Avoid storing apples in the same space as they give off a ripening hormone that can prevent your bulbs from flowering. Those in colder climates can pot and store the bulbs in an unheated garage. Just provide added insulation in case the garage temperatures drop below freezing. Water whenever the soil is thawed and dry. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Need health insurance? NECAP Inc. can help. The health insurance marketplace closes January 15. Call Michaela Clock at 785-742-2222, extension 170, to make your appointment today, or go online at kansascares.org.
The most trusted man in America. That's quite a title, and it was often used when referring to a broadcaster who was born in St. Joseph, Missouri. Today, we take a trip to a place that remembers his broadcasts and reminds us about the early days of television news on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Walter Cronkite was born in St. Joseph, Missouri in 1916. While he only lived here a short time, this, in a sense, remained his home during a broadcast career that led him to be called the most trusted man in America.
He treated it as home. When his journalistic integrity was called into question, he held a town hall meeting, and he had it in his hometown of St. Joseph. And this was televised on CBS for the world to see.
Dom DeBrinket shares the story from the Cronkite Memorial and Museum in St. Joseph, Missouri.
He was very concerned about whether or not journalism was biased. And he was very clear that if you base your stories on facts and you verify those facts, that there is no bias, that there is no slant, and that you can come to CBS to get that.
This memorial on the campus of Missouri Western State University tells the story that Cronkite shared with America.
It documents his most famous moments on TV tied to the most famous events. We have actual broadcast clips from the Kennedy assassination, the space race, Watergate, Vietnam.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
There's one highlight of most visitors' tours of the memorial.
The newsroom is our favorite part of the exhibit. It is a replication of the studio. We have all of our guests sit at the desk. They put on the glasses. They read from the teleprompter.
It's a great place to relive some of the most important news-making moments delivered by the most trusted man in America. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Snowflake is a unique crystal that took its own journey through the clouds. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. When you're out shoveling snow, look at the flakes. You might be amazed at what you see as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
It's been said that no two snowflakes are alike. How do we know this? Have we looked at every single one to be sure? I'll have that answer for you in just a bit. Ken Liebrecht is a physics professor at Caltech and also an expert in the science of snow. He says before they fall, snowflakes begin their life as water vapor in the clouds. As each tiny droplet of vapor freezes, it grows into a snow crystal.
It initially grows into this hexagonal shape, and then the corners stick out a little further and they'll grow faster, and that'll cause the crystal to branch. And as it's absorbing water vapor, it gets larger. And each time the conditions change around it a little bit, it changes sort of the character of how it grows. And so this is why you have such variety, because a few degrees temperature change will dramatically change the way the crystal grows.
Liebrich says no two snow crystals follow the exact same path through the clouds as they fall, and that's why no two will look exactly alike. You don't need fancy equipment to marvel at a snowflake's intricate design. Catch one on your sleeve and look at it through a magnifying glass. Liebrich studies the typical star-shaped crystals, but he has seen some odd-looking flakes, too.
One of my favorite is a capped column, which looks a little like a spool or two wheels on an axle. I never saw this growing up at all. Then I started reading about snow crystals, and this was one of the types. And so I was visiting family in North Dakota, and I went outside, and it's like, there it is. I saw one. That's cool.
Liebrich has written a field guide to snowflakes and also grows them in a lab. He creates designer snowflakes and even came up with something he calls snowflake on a stick. Learn more about the wonders of snow at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll,
it is well with my soul. out the closet isn't very much fun, but somehow it just feels better after a round of sorting.
Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
When it comes to cleaning out my closet, the first question I ask is, does it fit? No surprise, there are clothes which fit at one point, but they don't anymore. So what if we practice that same idea when it comes to our finances? Maybe there are small automatic payments hiding in the corner of your bank account, and they're nickel and diming you. They served a purpose once, but they don't anymore. Or maybe you have financial obligations that just don't fit within your budget, and you're not living within your means. If you're feeling stressed about money, it's time for spring cleaning. Take an honest look in the closet of your bank account. See what fits and what doesn't. It'll help you be a better steward of the resources God's given you.
Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
The ups and downs of alternative proteins, today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Alternative proteins, primarily plant-based, have had mixed performance in the marketplace. Lindsay McCorkle is with Blue Horizon, a Swiss investor in food and ag enterprises.
Kellogg's, Maple Leaf, and Beyond have all reported double-digit revenue falls, so we're going to continue to see that until the products meet consumer needs.
McCorkle says alt proteins have struggled a bit.
The prices continued to be too high. During that first period where we saw sales increase, a lot of it was novelty buys. There was not a lot of repeat purchasing. So what that says to me is the products didn't taste good, or people had confusion about how to prepare it or didn't have a good experience.
On the other hand, Matthew Sade of Impossible Foods says,
frankly, sub 20% declines, even 11% by volume. I was going to say, I think it was, depending on which company you look at, it was not significant, but fairly in kind with sort of the broader protein, frankly, trends.
Sade says the category is still young.
Every major meat company in this industry is heavily investing in the future of alt protein. And it's not because they think that alt protein is a sham. They recognize where this industry is going. They realize that in 20, 30, 40 years, this is going to be a major part of this category, and they have to innovate, and that's why they're doing this.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. You know, the precipitation picture through the late winter and early spring will be a case of the haves versus the have-nots. That's the forecast from ag meteorologist Ryan Martin in Indiana. The upper Midwest is part of the country seeing steady precip.
We're seeing a nice little stream of cold Canadian air incursions coming through the rest of the month of January through February. I really don't think that the upper Midwest is going to be too far out of the realm of normal as we go forward. Now, that being said, we just came out of 2022 and started 23 with slightly above normal temperatures. Part of that's the reason why that we have seen a little bit more precipitation. You get some moisture-laden systems to move into that differing air mass, and you change your snow ratios a little bit. So we are probably seeing the continuation of that at least through the third week of January. But I think the cold air coming out of Canada is something that we can count on at a fairly regular interval. Nice little cold Canadian high-pressure outbreaks now through probably even into mid-March.
Much of the central plains will continue with very dry weather.
We're seeing the western part of Kansas, western Nebraska, Oklahoma panhandle areas just continue to not really see a whole lot of significant moisture. Western Nebraska, northeast Colorado picked up that major snow event late in 2022. quality too, but outside of that, it's been nothing, and that was a very dry snow overall. So yes, I do think that we're going to be seeing dry conditions continue through a large part of the Central Plains. There's no reason to see anything different. One of the nice things I have started to see here over the past couple of weeks, we've started to see this pattern where our systems are digging in, or at least trying to come out of the Four Corners region, at least one out of every three. And I think that's going to try and spread a little bit moisture potential into the Central Plains as we move into later January and early February.
That's ag meteorologist Ryan Martin. That's a look at your ag news on this Thursday, January the 5th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Having a hard time revving up the diesel engine? The type of lubricant you're using makes a huge difference in cold temperatures. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Budgets are tight, but the quality of lubrication that you put into your diesel equipment will be what you get out of it, especially during winter. As oil moves through your engine, the stress and pressure can affect the oil's viscosity over time, leaving critical engine parts exposed to metal-on-metal contact. The thicker the oil, the more resistance on the bearings and moving parts. Erin Rogge is a marketing manager with CHS Lubricants. She says if you're not using a quality product, the cold can give your engine fits.
If you're having problems, you're going to experience some of maybe the wear in your oil. Your equipment's not going to perform to its peak performance. And in the cold winter months, you know, you want those quick starts. You don't want to be out there any longer than you've got to be to get the job done, right? So you want to make sure you're getting up and ready as soon as possible.
Thickened, crystallized oil won't circulate through your engine's key components on startup. The lubricant should flow quickly and maintain viscosity.
We recommend our Maxtron family of heavy-duty diesel engine oils, and we like to compare the performance of those products to a Gatorade versus a water. So you think of Gatorade and a high-performance athlete, that really strong product with all those key additives and nutrients to help them perform. Our heavy-duty diesel engine oils do the same. We formulate them for optimum performance, regardless of temperature.
As you consider the needs for your own operation, also be sure to follow what the equipment manufacturer recommends.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about cold weather lubricants for your diesel engine at agriculture.com.
There will be a real estate auction, 155 acres more or less, Marshall County farmland, Saturday, January 14th for the Paul Sewall Trust. Property is located 4.5 miles south of Frankfort on Highway 99 to Zenith Road, then a mile east on the southeast corner. 154.5 acres, more or less. 142 acres are terraced crop acres, with the balance being waterways and wooded areas for wildlife habitat. Property is bordered on the west by 23rd Road, the north by Zenith Road, and the east by 23rd Terrace. There is electric service on all three sides. For inspection or details, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer, 785-889-4775, or go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. This real estate auction, 155 acres, Marshall County farmland, located south of Frankfort, for the Paul Sewall Trust, is Saturday, January 14th, beginning at 1:30 at the Frankfort American Legion Cabin. Klein Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. It is Thursday. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's been another day of commodity-wide selling and fund liquidation, both in grains and livestock futures. It's being driven basically by recession fears and economic concerns, as well as China COVID cases. Here's what we're looking at right now. We're looking at March corn, 650 and three quarters. That's down three right now. Corn for May, 650 and a half. That's down three and a half. Kansas City wheat for March, 838. That's down two and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for May, 833 and a quarter. That's down three and a quarter. March oats at 345 and a half. That's down 12 and a quarter. May oats at 345 and a half. That's down 11. January soybeans, 1463 and a half. That's down 16. March soybeans, 1466 and a half. That's down 17. Live cattle for February, 156.90. That's down 37 and a half cents. Live cattle for April, down 52 and a half cents at 160.90. Feeder cattle for January, down $1.57 and a half at 183.65. Feeder cattle for March, down $1.97 and a half at 186 and a quarter. Crude oil for February right now, 74.17. Your current price, that's up $1.35. Crude oil for March, 74.43. That's up $1.33. Gold for February, 18.37 and 70 cents. That's down $21.30. Gold for April, down $21.20 at 18.53.80. Silver for March, 23.35. That's down 60 cents. Silver for May at $23.53, and that's down 60 cents. Let's take a look at Wall Street. Wall Street's been down most of the morning today, and now leading into the afternoon, still down. Dow Jones down 247, S&P down 26, NASDAQ down 81. That's your market information.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some.
Stare at the Hog Wild menu and feel like you can't make up your mind because it all looks so good? Well, Bingo Brashears, Hog Wild partner and general manager at 21st and Tyler, has the tastiest solution.
When I want a little bit of everything, I get a little bit of everything on Hog Wild Smokestack Sandwich. On a butter toasted bun, we pile our hickory smoked beef brisket with juicy hot links, and you top it with our award winning barbecue sauce. The hard part is choosing between fresh curly fries, classic baked beans, or coleslaw on the side.
Hog Wild Pit Barbecue's hero of a sandwich saves the biggest appetites from indecision at all six locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at landall.com.
As we wrap up the end of the year, it's time to take a look at the expected farm net income. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Greg Ibendahl, K-State Farm Management Specialist, shares a look at the 2022 expected net income for producers.
Well, you know, really farmers in Kansas have done pretty well over the last half dozen years or so because, farm income kind of bottomed out about 6 years ago. But ever since then, it's been rising every single year. And in fact, in 2021, we had by far and away our biggest net farm income for the state. It was easily a record here. So that was a really, really good year. And then coming into 2022, you know, we're kind of facing a new environment here with a lot higher input prices. But I was still predicting that 2022's net farm income is still going to be pretty good. It's going to be certainly way down from what it was in 2021. But from a historical perspective, I think it's still going to be pretty high, which is good for producers. The only red flag on the horizon is I don't think net farm income is looking too good going into 2023.
Ibendahl goes on to describe the challenges that we faced that could have set us back a little this year.
Going into 2022, we were definitely in an environment of higher input prices, but I think a lot of farmers were able to probably lock in some of those inputs before they really went very high. So I don't think farmers really saw the full effect of, like, you know, anhydrous got up to over $1,500 this last spring. So I don't think farmers fully felt that in 2022, although they are going to see that going into 2023. But really what got us in this last year was, you know, even though grain prices were still pretty good, just the drought that we had this last year was really bad for a lot of producers. You know, with yields being so low, that's going to really hold back net farm income this year. Now, those farmers who did have crop insurance, that's certainly going to help them out. But even though you got crop insurance to kind of help, not going to be as good as what it could be if we would have had normal rainfall this last year.
Ibendahl discusses the increase of expenses that we saw this year and what to expect for the year ahead.
So fertilizer kind of peaked out in this last spring where we got about $1,500 for anhydrous. That situation has not really backed off too much. I really expect that we're going to be looking at, you know, probably $1,200 to $1,500 anhydrous probably for the next year or two. So it's going to be pretty high, and I don't think there's going to be any way to avoid that like you could maybe last year. So that's going to be high for farmers going in. I guess I should mention, though, with fertilizer, you know, farmers are always thinking, should I cut back for fertilizer because prices are higher? But really, you know, the marginal revenue that you get for adding more fertilizer versus marginal cost, I don't think it's going to pay to cut back a whole lot, maybe just a little bit, but you're still going to want to apply probably close to your normal amount of fertilizer to get the yields that you need. So that's going to be a big expense. It's going to be hard for farmers to deal with. Fuel prices are high. You know, diesel is about $1.50 a gallon higher than what the gas price is. That differential has never, ever been this high. And that's not a good thing for farmers because even though gas prices have come down probably below $3, farmers are, you know, they're paying probably at least $4 for diesel fuel. So that's going to be hard to avoid.
Once again, that was K-State Farm Management Specialist Greg Ibendahl sharing a look at the 2022 expected net income for producers. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Southeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.